One, three, three, seven.
Welcome back to Lead Speak Live. I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit. This is episode 3, part 2. So, we finished off last week discussing movies and latest video games, including reviews of Smash Brothers, Brawl, and Crysis, and some other games. So, check out episode 3-1 if you'd missed it. Otherwise, we're going to start here, part 2 of episode 3, with a short introduction. What happened was, Carleone and Donson were discussing The Matrix, and Carleone is a huge fan of The Matrix and mostly Keanu Reeves. And the conversation began to move towards how The Matrix wouldn't be the movie it was today if it wasn't for Keanu Reeves being in it. It wouldn't be the great movie that it is. And Donson disagreed. And so this is, you know, it was about 10 minutes into the conversation that I began to record, and I realized, oh, this is good. This is gold, and I need to record it. So it wasn't until about 10 minutes in that I was able to begin to capture the audio. But we'll go from there. I wanted to give you this the first part so you understand what's happening. And then you can listen in on the last half of the conversation. It's pretty funny. Check this out.
You know, I am not a Keanu Reeves fan.
It shows how much you know.
Well, okay. Well, here's my thing. I think that The Matrix would have been a great movie regardless of who the star was.
Ooh.
And Keanu, I don't think so.
No.
Keanu Reeves.
No. And what I saw from the preview, he was playing, what's the guy's name in The Matrix?
Neo.
Dalsim, whatever.
Yeah. Neo. That just goes to show again how much you know.
Yeah, Guile.
That's okay. Puzzle so fighter player.
Yeah, he played, Neo. And he also played the same character in...
Wait a second, but Neo was the one.
He was the one.
Carry on.
And he was also the one in Street Kings. And he was also
Actually, no, he wasn't, because Forrest Whitaker's in there, too, and he's a police chief. Okay, so
he's a good man.
He needed, you know,
he's a good man.
Lawrence Fishburne was in 21. That was a bad movie.
That was a bad movie.
But then again, he also played Morpheus, which wasn't the main role in The Matrix.
Okay, so here we go.
Supporting role again.
I saw the preview, and I think it will be a good movie, but I think it would be a good movie even if it did not have Keanu Reeves.
Chuck Norris.
But
Chuck Norris could have played his character and it would have been
and
a good
it was
movie.
Written well.
Shit,
and
you could have well. Played the lead
I,
role.
You're right. Could have played the lead role.
And I think it was a combination of special effects and script that made
script,
Neo,
yes.
that made Keanu Reeves look great in that movie.
The Matrix, they were actually going to have, who was it, Tom Cruise, I believe.
But then they chose a better actor and they made it great.
I don't like either one of them.
Hold on, let's say this though.
Keanu Reeves is shit.
Let me say this though. I might have to kind of agree with Don on this one, man.
What's
because here's my thing, though. I love The Matrix movies. I love The
Great
Matrix movies. But here's my thing. Somewhere deep in my soul, some part of me could never truly take it truly seriously because Keanu Reeves was the main actor.
He's the same.
Oh,
he plays the
same. You guys are blasphemy. Blasphemers.
I know.
He plays the same bland character in every single movie. Yeah.
Whoa.
What was it? Can't Go Under 50? What was that movie
Speed.
Called? Speed. Same. He was Neo in Speed.
I'm not even going to say anything because you guys are offending 90% of the listeners right now. I hope you know that. 90% of the... Oh, boo. You guys suck at other's dick because you're cousins, all right? Get over it. You're not his sister.
Carleone is pointing spears at Donson and the boy. They are related, and they're not allowed to have opinions because of that.
Yeah.
No, they're allowed to, but they defend each other even though a point is, like, ridiculous, and 90% of you will agree. Email us, and let's see how many of you agree with me.
Email us.
Let's see this.
Here's the poll. Here's the poll, and we'll post the results on next week's forum. Next week's on the website. So... if you think The Matrix would have been the same movie that it is, no matter who you plugged in as the actor...
And give us an idea, too.
Wait, no,
if
hold on.
Want to be
yeah, okay, yeah. And yeah, sure. They won't reflect on your results in the poll, but give us who we think maybe a good example of who we could plug in for Neo. But give us, say, if you think that Neo could be replaced by anybody and it would be the same great movie, or if that movie... And the movie hangs... on the fact that Keanu Reeves played Neo. And the movie only was as good as it was because Keanu Reeves played Neo. Well, okay. The movie's great. I'm not arguing
You can't be
that.
Like, okay, because one action
okay,
movie made
I understand
it.
That. Okay, I understand his point. I'm not arguing the fact that the movie's good or not. The movie's fucking excellent.
That's great movie.
But would the movie be as good as it was if someone else played the part of
Name
Neo.
Someone, Donnie Donson, right now that we could play that role.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, my sure. ass. No. He's too masculine. No. He's too masculine. No, it was a fucking computer guy.
Well,
I agree with that.
That was the first thing in my head.
No, I Bruce agree.
Okay, name somebody then. Come on, 10 seconds honestly. Right now. 10 seconds. Name someone that could play that role good to fit that type of character. 10 seconds.
You count to 10 in your head slowly, and I'm going to say that I don't think that Bruce Willis would have played a good
okay.
Neo.
Maybe Edward Norton.
Yeah,
no, nope, too masculine. Norton. He's too muscular.
No, he's not. Dude, he's in Fight Club. He was yeah. a bitch in Fight Club.
Brad Pitt. Shit, he was taking punches in the face. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's arms are huge. He's fucking masculine. No. He's fucking Brad Achilles.
Brad Pitt's too badass for
you have to play. You have to be some weenie little nerd.
He was a computer nerd falling asleep to his computer, pasty white. Of course you do. Yes, you do.
So you have to be some frail geek.
Well, yes, yeah, you do. That was the point, though.
That was the point.
Okay, here we go. How about the guy from Grandma's Boy? He would have been just as good.
You know what? Now I know. You can't okay, take wait. Him seriously. Let me say this, though. Now that Carl Leone is saying, I forgot that. I think I imagine Neo as an action star. I forget that he was, in fact, a geek. He was a hacker. He was an elite gamer. He was Hacksaw. Yes.
1337. Okay. But here's the thing is it could have been any other character. As
turned badass.
Yeah, because of the Matrix. Turned badass. Yeah, it could have been
anybody. But he had to take his life from the Matrix into the real world because that's who he was. He can't change that to be all okay. of a sudden become the Hulk because he got angry.
But here's the thing, though. It could have been the kid from the Transformers.
I think the point. I agree with you. Yeah. Oh,
same too young. Too doesn't young.
Matter. Why?
Why? Because young? If you watch Animatrix and stuff like that, Neo, the one, got chills later. Normally, they didn't bring people into the real world as they were that old. Shia LaBeouf is too young looking, and the character plays an older character. So he had to be an older, pasty, skinnier white guy that wasn't masculine looking.
Okay,
why it all fits. He's like perfect role, why perfect cast in, for that part.
Why couldn't we throw in Urkel then?
Urkel because too. He was white and pasty. All right,
you know why does he have to be?
Guys.
I think I understand Donson's point though. He's saying that the role didn't require a lot of acting.
Yeah.
And okay. you could plant any person in that role.
But
you
name a better you. Cast. You name a better person. You haven't yet.
It could be Carl Leone in that role.
Yeah. Well, I could do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm fucking
exactly. But the point I'm making, though, yes, but the point I'm making though, is that it didn't require any prerequisite as far as yeah. as a character goes.
You say this, but yet okay. do you understand that they trained for 12 hours a day, 6 months learning Kung Fu?
I saw the special features too. All right.
I could have found the dude at the Red Lobster.
And trained him for 12 hours a day for that.
You probably could have found a better no-name actor to play the same role, sure. to do the
you
same
know what?
Thing.
I think I have to understand. Okay, listen. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand Chris's point. So
you understand that he's wrong, right?
No. Here's my
Is that
point.
What you understand?
Here's my point. Okay, regardless of what movie Keanu Reeves has ever been in, he plays the same character. He's the same bland actor in every movie. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He's mm-hmm. been the same character in every movie. It's the same fucking dude.
Yeah.
Go back. Go.
Did you not like Constantine either?
Yeah, same dude. That was Neo.
He was Neo. Though.
He was Neo.
No, he wasn't that close? Guys, you guys have no depth of any movie, like opinion at all. I've never taken your opinion of anything ever. You guys suck. Oh man!
Because you like, swing from Keanu Reeves nuts. You
just because you want to sleep with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, we all know.
Which he's bisexual, by the way. But, I might have a child.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All I'm saying is that it might be the case, but it doesn't make your opinion correct.
Yes.
No, if I have an opinion, pretty much I'm right. Because you know, if I had a nickel for every time I was wrong,
okay,
I'd be broke.
How about this?
Oh,
damn. Wow, that was so original.
Yeah.
When did you write that?
Yeah. Did you just make that up?
Yeah. All right, listen.
Let's leave it to the people.
All right. Send us a poll. Please.
Sadly disappointed in Dom-Pom.
No, don't just be a Neo fan and write in saying how much you want
to come on, Neo fans.
Like Carl Leone over here. He wants to get down with the old Keanu Reeves.
He could be my one.
Listen. Listen, all I'm saying is I love The Matrix, okay? I'm a fan. Great and I love Keanu Reeves in the part. I think The Matrix is Keanu Reeves. It made him as a professional. It really solidified his career in the eyes of a lot of actors, a lot of people in general. But I also understand Donson's point that you could have plugged any actor in and it would have done the same for their career.
So.
Wait. I'm talking. Yeah. Rapture Rabbits. I'm talking. All right. Shot. No.
What does
all
this
right.
mean?
All, All I'm saying is, let's get a poll, all right? And it's 50-50, one or the other. If you don't even, if you want to write in, just put a one, that means that you are, you agree with Corleone, and that means that the movie cannot exist without Keanu Reeves. You put a two, that means that you understand that any actor could have been put in that role with the same training and same conditioning and done the same, the movie could have been just as great. Not any actor, but an actor comparable. So hit us up this week at RaptureRabbit@leadspeaklive.com. So clearly we are out of our minds. That was a lot of fun. I did want to send a shout out and a thank you to St. Jason out in the UK. I believe he's in Staffordshire. So he wrote in and helped clear up some confusion about episode 2 when we were discussing the song that Rock Band, the free download that Xbox Live was offering called Still Alive, is the ending credits song on the Portal game. He says it's more elite than Jesus in the Batmobile, with built-in photon cannons with a hyper-threaded, triangulating AI system. Search it in music, just type Portal. Great job in episode 2, he hollers. St. Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate the fandom. Keep listening, and we love the support. Again, he's out of the UK. And I was looking at the download map, and we apparently have listeners all over the world. We have about 20 or 30 new subscribers a day. We're up to hundreds and hundreds of subscribers, and we hit, about 100 listeners a day, new listeners. So the show is really taking off. Stay tuned. We're getting lots of activity. And don't forget, at the end of the show, I will announce the winner of the Junk Bag Contest. That winner will be getting the copy of Gears of War. So that's right. So keep listening to see if you are, in fact, the winner. If you missed the episode, you can always check out the website to see the latest listener listed there as well. Again, St. Jason at the UK, thank you. We have had 3 listeners in Thailand that downloaded last week. I want to say thanks out to them. We have some listeners in Saudi Arabia, listeners in Australia, all over the world, of course, all over the U.S. No one in Mexico yet. We do have some people up there in Alaska that are checking us out, Madrid, Spain. So, again, this show is taking off. We appreciate all the support. Lots of feedback. People are just giving us great advice, and I'm really excited, so keep listening. Okay, gentlemen, so Leatherheads, starring George Clooney and Renee Zellweger. Donson, what'd you think?
Wait,
we'll clarify. This is based on just the preview. We haven't not seen the movie yet.
Yes. I know, this is...
We're not industry insiders. We don't get to see the movie before it's out. Or do we? Yes.
Okay, I am not the biggest fan of football.
Neither am I.
But I think that if you want to know the history on football and the way they used to play in the 20s or 1900s whatever year that was when they started to play, it's probably interesting to the people that care. But on that note, I think, too, that it's just a bunch of, one-liners and, whatever you see in the previews, those are the moments.
Those are
the key moments that people are going to be waiting to hear in the
theater. That was the moments when the writers were high-fiving each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was gold.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is genius. This is a great movie. And that's it. And everything else is going to be filler and, garbage. I'm not going to see that. I will not rent it. I will not
wait. Renee Zellweger's in that, man. She's so hot.
Oh.
No.
Could you feel the sarcasm there? Yeah. Oh, my lips?
Yeah, we were dripping with sarcasm.
She's got great skin, too.
Yeah. That, awesome. What was it? See-through?
But she's really nice.
She's really nice.
She has, if I was to describe
good
her.
Nails, I think.
She's a very sweet
well manicured. Yeah. But
brushes her hair. Probably.
No, never. I will not even if it's on TV. I will.
She reminds me of a young Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she got that sucking on a lemon look.
Meanwhile, still ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, but that infer that you think Hillary Clinton is hot?
Ooh. That infers that I think that she's pretty much repulsive. Yeah. Vote Obama.
That's right. Yeah. Vote Obama. Oh, it's getting political. No, wait. Nope. I'm gonna have to edit that out. I'm gonna boo. Yeah. All right, carry on.
Just go vote.
Yeah, we don't mean to offend, but we do. What do you think, son?
It's one of those same kind of the joke has to be, overdone. And when he, in the preview, they showed him doing like a right hook to the
guy.
Dude, but
the music is by Randy Newman.
Oh, geez. Sold me there. Wow. Who?
Yeah, get that?
Oh, it must be great.
Yeah.
Anyways, Paul Newman's cousin.
Mm. Like when Perhaps. The guy gets right hooked to the face, he stares at the camera. He's like, "Oh!" And he falls over like 3 seconds later. That kind of humor.
Now, did George Clooney actually direct this movie?
Maybe.
Let's find out.
I think he did. I think that's what I.
That humor just bugs me though. Like, I'm not a fan of that kind of movie.
Dick and fart joke.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It was directed by George Clooney.
Wait, yeah. No, it was not. Was it
yes,
really?
Yes, it was. Shit.
It's like that hit in the head with a hammer, and then like the birds go off, and like it's that boing.
Boing. Yeah. Sound effects. Yeah. I don't know. It's like
Toontown.
Yeah. Tiny Toon Adventures.
But just so you know, Renee Zellweger is coming out with a movie in 2008 called Appaloosa.
Ooh.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that one.
Yeah, it's called Not Gonna See It Next Year.
Case 39. It's completed.
What about Chilled in Miami? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, she's playing Lucy Hill.
I think it's in post-production.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah, probably.
Straight to TV, DVD.
Although she was in one good movie. Did you guys see B-Movie?
B-Movie was okay, but I'll tell you, I got to be a little bit sorry to say that I liked Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire was good. You know what? I thought Renee Zellweger was charming in what's the one with Hank? The one with the crazy.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
She was hot in that. I thought she was cute. That's before she became
we
like
could doll her up. Yeah. She was hot in Shark Tale too, just because we had her voice.
Yeah. And as Roxy Hart in Chicago, that was pretty good.
But in real life, when she's existing, she's all hideous.
Yeah,
she looks like a hydra.
That was good. That was beyond like the normal lay. Let's pretend this is all we talk about. How we talk, kind of fucking talk. That was actually really clever. Right? That was outside of the script. that was good stuff. All right, so that was our review of Renee Zellweger and
her lips
and Leatherheads, starring George Clooney, directed by who?
George Clooney.
All right, which I think he's the man. He was good in. Well, he was good in.
He was not good in Batman.
He was not good in Batman. He was good in Thou Brother Where Art Thou.
Yes.
Oceans 1, 2, 3.
He was not good in those.
I like
you know
him.
What? You know what? I think you could plug anyone into Ocean's 11 as George
You're
Clooney.
You're right.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves could have played that role.
Keanu Reeves could have played George Clooney. I'll give you that.
I must say.
So apparently, Wiimote knockoffs have hit the market. Now, China is full. You guys know this. Where is the capital of the world as far as pirating goes?
China.
What? Hey, you like that? Yeah.
Someone's paying attention.
Detroit, yeah. Apparently, China is full of knockoffs and questionable homages to products that would get you sued in a country where IP lawyers own government. One of the most humorous of these seen at IDF was the 3D iJoy, a.k.a. the Wiimote. It's a shameless knockoff in every way. The button placements, the shape, even the strap, all close to the original. Close, but not really close enough. The iJoy is clunkier and far less ergonomic, but it's probably much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Perfect to disappoint the kiddies with. So apparently no IP is safe anymore. You can steal anything in China. I mean, I think they might have a Rapture Rabbit clone there.
I'm sure.
I mean, he broadcasts in Chinese, but he says
things. The thing is, in those Asian countries or just anywhere but the U.S., they don't have the whole pirating law.
Anywhere but the U.S.? I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, but I mean,
but you're saying that
third world country.
Anywhere that copyright law doesn't exist,
yeah.
It doesn't exist
pretty
there.
Much.
Yeah. Well, for example, you know, you can't download certain things from Bitcoin and BitTorrent.
But you can do it in Europe.
But you can't do it here. That's the point
yes.
I'm trying to make.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You can't do it.
When I was in Thailand, man, I went and saw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Thailand is the leading manufacturer of pirated DVDs
You're right.
in the world.
Exactly.
According to who?
You are right.
Dude, this is a known
fact.
This is
a
known
fact.
Oh, yeah.
It's written in sand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone, yeah. They can erase it at any moment.
They sell like movies that haven't come out yet in the theaters
You're right.
for 25 cents on
right.
DVD right
I went,
there.
I bought.
No joke.
Yeah. I bought.
Right. The boys going to Thailand. You can go there and investigate.
I'll check it out.
This is a fact. This is where I bought my DVD.
Lead Speak Live is actually sending the boy to Thailand to investigate this very. He's going to write a story. Isn't that right, boy?
When I was in Thailand, I bought
Steve
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie DVD, and I bought 300. Crap quality.
Oh, yeah.
But quality. No, it was there.
That's why I bought my... I have a special format of DVDs, blank DVDs, to burn movies.
Wait, like, you mean you bought pirated stuff?
I bought pirated...
Well, it's not pirated if you bought it.
I bought... Yeah. I bought pirated blank DVDs.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah. These are pirated blank DVDs. So you
How do you pirate blank DVDs?
Because there's DVD minus R and DVD plus R. They don't sell DVD minus R because they're a lot easier to copy movies onto.
I have DVD minus R DVD.
No, you can't buy them anymore.
I don't.
You have DVD
and
plus R.
I think I have CDR minus R.
Yeah, you can't get minus DVDs anymore.
So you flew to Thailand to buy...
No, I bought them on. I bought them online from a DVD copying website, and I bought 500
of course, only to back up your current...
If you own it,
just to back up, along with my printer that prints on two of the top of the DVDs.
Of course.
Exactly.
Just to make backups.
Backups.
Yes. All backups. Okay, so according to Kotaku.com, Stephen King weighs in on video game violence. The best-selling author Stephen King points up and rips down the double standard of what is tolerable in violent films, compared with video games, in a brilliant opt for Entertainment Weekly. You should take a look at this, because as a creator of worthy stories filled with violence and suspense, he speaks with real authority. Plus, it's great to see this kind of defense in a mainstream medium. King's been writing horror novels for nearly how long?
Four decades. 40 years.
Yes. 40 years, yes. Many of them reaching to the big screen, some of them even winning Oscars. And as he rightly points out, that to be a politician, a 17-year-old can see gruesome flicks like Hostel or Saw, but would be a danger to society playing the less graphic Grand Theft Auto or the Hitman series. Then he loses it on a bill before the Massachusetts State Legislature, and it gets good. You should really read the whole thing, but his kicker is well worth quoting here. What really makes me insane is how eager politicians are to use the pop culture, not just video games, but TV, movies, even Harry Potter, as a whipping boy. It's easy for them, even sort of fun, because the pop cult always hollers nice and loud. Also, it allows legislators to ignore the elephants in the living room. Elephant one is the ever-deepening divide between the haves and the have-nots in this country, a situation guys like Fitty and Snoop have been indirectly rapping about for years. Elephant two is America's almost pathological love of guns. It was too easy for critics to claim, falsely it turned out, that Chosei Hu, the Virginia Tech killer, I'm not sure if it's how you say that, but we're moving on.
Close enough.
Was a fan of Counter-Strike. I just wish to God that legislators were as eager to point out that this nutball had no problem obtaining a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. Cho used it in a rampage that resulted in the murder of 32 people. 32 people.
That's a lot.
Imagine how many families.
That's 32 people.
Yeah. Well, it's how many families? It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people affected by that. Not to mention the collateral damage of people they worked with, students they visited with. I mean, that's got real seismic value when you think about that. If he had been stuck with nothing but a plastic video game gun, he wouldn't even have been able to kill himself. Case closed.
Damn.
That's all according to Stephen King. Again, you can find that article in Entertainment Weekly. Thanks, Ivy Gold. So, great article. Again, Stephen King weighs in on video game violence. What do you guys think about this?
I'm glad about the last comment of that. I'm really tired of hearing about how video games cause this, or music causes this,
right,
or the pop culture, Marilyn Manson, all this stuff.
Remember last week we talked about those guys who...
bad people to bad
kid,
people.
Yes, exactly. Remember the kid who pulled out the gun?
Baptiste Day?
Oh, Baptiste Day. Mm-hmm. Oliver, who got shot in his face by the kid who... The Hispanic
kid. He should have passed control of it.
He should have passed the controller. clearly, that was the... But he didn't, and the result was the violence. But here's the point I'm making is that violence was not a result of the video game they were playing. Because if it was... That would be a fact. And it wasn't. It wasn't brought up in the article. It was stupidly allured to. And now I know why I'm holding this. Thank God.
I've pissed my brother off many a time with my gaming and screwing him over and plenty of times. He choked me out.
Yes.
I've got
hit in the head with a controller once or twice from my older cousin who threw it, playing Mario Brothers. But the point is, you cannot link video games to violence at this time. That's it. Bottom line. All right. Jeez. It's not been proven. It is not. It's no more linkable than movies or getting beat up on the playground. It's one of those things, a result of growing up. It's just pop culture right now. It is popular with politicians to attach themselves to the newest fad. It used to be rock and roll. Before then, what was it, guys?
It's like saying driving a car is linked to bank robbery.
Exactly. You cannot link the two at this time. Maybe if eventually they jack someone's brain, and it's everyone, and then they're able to do it maybe on some level, but they can't. That person might have been a criminal already. And they might have been a criminal. They might have shot their, brother in another month or so who happened to be a farmer. You know what I'm saying? Now you're link farming to video games. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the violence. You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. You got my point.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just ridiculous. The fact that the guy owned a video game console.
People who farm play video games.
Yes, and people that play video games are violent. Therefore, we see all farmers are violent. You know what I mean? It's that slippery slope. Thinking it's point A leads to point B, there's a point C, and point D is violence. Therefore, point A leads to point D.
You're getting that point E, the shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. But you understand what I'm saying? That point D then, or that therefore point A leads to point D. Therefore, point A means there's violence. That's bullshit because there's a lot of factors in between A and D.
According to Dig.com, the crime victims per 1,000 citizens have been going down since 1972.
So since the inception of Doom?
Doom, yeah.
To what, Postal 2?
Apparently. This is not my current opinion, but this is just some sort of graph that is on dig.com.
And it's actually kind of hard to understand. I'm looking at the same graph.
I don't get it either, but it's on there.
Go to dig.com.
Is it Doom?
Doom.
Violence
Doom.
Has peaked.
And then it went down. Yeah. It's killed off all the people that played Doom.
All the violent people are dead now. Yeah. So,
what else is in gaming news here? Let's see. The top five best and worst Star Wars video games. Oh, this is fun. Let's see.
I'm having fun.
Yes, this is good times.
Number seven, is that?
No, it's number one. Knights of the Old Republic. Do you guys remember this game?
I tried playing it. I tried playing the second one, I believe.
Knights of the Old Republic was actually really good. It's a role-playing game.
Yeah.
You can imagine. I mean, I admit it was a little bit clunky.
It seemed complicated.
It kind of felt to me.
Ooh, I played this one.
It kind of felt to me like like D&D, kind of like it had like a some kind of rule set that existed
like
in the background.
Neverwinter Nights, but
like Neverwinter, exactly.
It brings that up, right? Dungeons and Dragons rules with only semi-real combat.
Yeah. You got to build your own weapons. You got to build like a lightsaber. You got to choose your side. That's right. It was a good game. Okay, number two was the X-Wing series, which was the most amazing series in the world.
Which one?
X-Wing and TIE Fighter.
Yeah, I played TIE Fighter.
TIE Fighter, dude. Oh, my God. TIE Fighter was the first game I ever played on the PC that was mind-blowing. That was like, oh, my God.
I gotta say, though, like a Muay Thai game or something. The next one. The next one.
TIE Fighter.
TIE Fighter.
Listen, I know your wife is Thai. Okay,
I'm picturing kickboxing right now.
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know,
then you would know what a TIE fighter is.
Those tubes with the guys.
You know what?
You would
take a timeout.
All right, you need to take a timeout.
You're making me angry.
I'm sorry.
Listen, Donsworth.
Yeah.
But I have to say that I like the next one. Yeah. I like number three better because it had online play.
What's number three?
It is the Dark Forces / Jedi Knight series. The Dark Forces Jedi Knight number two. You could play online and fight against someone with a freaking lightsaber.
Yeah. It was a solid. It was
love
a solid
that.
Affair. I love
you guys. You guys realize this subject with the Star Wars, we're gonna get an uproar. Star Wars is a sensitive subject.
House of the Dead 2?
No one has accepted the
game.
House of the Dead challenge yet. House of the Dead 2.
$60.
$60?
Can't be done, right?
You know what? We'll listen to a game, or even maybe Colin will write you a check for $60 cash, depending on how he feels. Yeah. Oh, no, he laughed, so never mind. You're getting a game. You're getting a used game from a Gamefly.
Yeah. Or a really good pick.
Right. A really good photograph. So moving on, what else did we have? So after Dark Forces was...
The Super Series. Good game.
That was fun.
I never played this.
I had it on SNES. What was it? Good game.
Let me just go back to episode one when I mentioned I never had an SNES. But Gary on.
Oh, you didn't.
What Gary was on?
Yeah. That's Gary on.
Yeah.
Gary.
It was
the fun. Hell's Gary?
I have a Mexican accent, and when I drink, it comes out. Yes. In fact, I have an alter ego, and his name is what?
Salvador.
Salvador.
I've seen this guy. He's a mean Mexican.
He's the one with the accent.
He's got knives.
Carry on. Carleon, tell me about the Super Series.
The Super Series. I remember playing it on SNES. It was a good series. It was awesome. The lightsaber was always fun. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I was a little young to really take on the game at the time.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, it was really hard game at the time for me.
It says here this was a bona fide reason why the Nintendo's console shat all over the Mega Drive, quality-wise.
It was a good game, man. It was just really hard.
Was it in the original trilogy? It had Luke.
You could do the little fly. I can't think right now, but the cars.
I couldn't get past level one, dude.
And the first
really?
Level.
Yeah, well, I got you beat, dude.
Those speeders?
I got, the speeders, but I got into the game far-wise. But, okay.
What's number five?
It's the Rogue Squadron series.
Rogue Squadron. Now, that was fun, but it wasn't...
It wasn't as good as the Super Series.
It kind of felt like a series of videos, or it felt like a series of cutscenes.
And then...
You know what? Check it out on the emulator that Don Smith talked about earlier.
Here.
Star Wars Galaxy.
Oh, it's number three of the worst.
Wait, did we skip some?
Yeah, we skipped
that. Back up.
I'm going ahead. Doing.
All right, this is the worst.
Masters of Terrakassi.
Terrakassi? It says, let me read the article. It says,
however that reads.
I never even played this game. I just love you guys. I hope it was really good. You know what? It's so bad, I never even heard of it. Let's carry on.
Yeah.
Number two of worst games of all time was...
1-3.
Episodes 1-3 is based directly on these.
But I gotta say that there was episode 1, The Phantom Menace, on the PC that I didn't think that was that bad to play at first.
No.
Number two. No.
Worst.
But I thought it was okay because you could block the little laser beams with your lightsaber.
No. The Phantom Menace was that on PlayStation?
No, it was on PC that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
It was okay for a demo for free.
Blocking lasers with a lightsaber was a standard Jedi parlor trick.
I'm surprised, I can tell you why Star Wars Galaxies got number three.
Okay, moving on.
Flat out, Star Wars Galaxies got number three because Sony bought out Galaxies Online. They bought it out. Sony bought them out. They ruin every single MMO that they buy, period. They ruin it.
And why is that, Claudio?
They change the whole system. They make it just so that they're getting that $15 a month, and they don't add game content. They change the whole player system. They did it with the Matrix Online, because that was actually awesome.
You played that?
The Matrix Online? Yes.
I know you're a fan, but I didn't think anybody played that.
Oh, dude, it was actually really cool, because what they did on The Matrix is where they took the story, they had Lawrence Fishburne and Jada Pinkett do, like, main actors, extend the story and continue it after the movie.
Took out Keanu Reeves.
You mean despite the Xbox version?
Oh, no, that's totally different. No, I'm talking about an MMO. They had a World of Warcraft Matrix Online.
And I know that. So you're saying that the extra footage they did was despite... The extra footage they did for the Xbox.
It had nothing to do with it. No, they had every month they released a scene that was extra to keep the story going.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it was fucking awesome.
You know what? That was really thinking outside the box.
But those guys,
the Wachowski brothers, man, who did The Matrix, they were really creative.
It was such a good game. And Sony, Sony Station bought it, and then they bought it from Warner
Brothers.
Sony
Online Entertainment?
Yes.
Okay.
They bought it, changed the whole thing. I couldn't even get on with my character for a week because I had to redo my account and everything like that, and ruined the whole game. And they did the same thing with Star Wars Galaxies, and it totally ruined it.
So basically, they received some updates that changed everything, and meaning more or less, well, I heard that they could become Jedi. Easily, anyone could become a Jedi.
I guess I don't know. I didn't play. I was playing Dark Age of Camelot at the time, and I was a loyal Dark Age of Camelot player.
Well, I would be annoyed if I put in like 40 hours. Basically, it's becoming level 70, right?
Yeah.
If you're a regular guy and you're playing in Star Wars Galaxies, level 70 would be becoming a Jedi. And then once they heard everyone belly aching about the fact that everyone wanted to be a Jedi, they made you could just start a character as a Jedi. Imagine having putting in, 200 hours into a game.
I have 110 days
I'm just saying. I don't even know how the system works, but I'm just saying. Imagine if you could then start up a game. I'd be freaking PO'd.
Oh, yeah.
I would be having a bitch fit. All right. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, I don't do that very often, but don't, occasionally. No. I grew up with sisters. So I'm occasionally allowed to do that.
So no, you're a bitch.
Yeah. So what? Don't judge me.
Okay, now we're at Rebel Assault 1 and 2. Got number 4 is the worst
now,
Star Wars.
Was this the CD-ROM that was like...
Do you remember the CD-based game that has no talent, ass clown acting his or her way through some sets?
Yeah,
part of it. I was reading it there. Yeah. No talent, ass clown. Yeah.
I was reading...
That's unscripted. I mean, it is scripted.
I'll tell you right now, I played the Rebel Assault series. Rebel Assault was the first game I ever had that challenged my 486 DX2, whatever it was.
33 with yes. 1 meg of RAM.
Yes, I actually had 1 meg of RAM. And it would not run this fucking game. And I went and I saved $99. Actually, I think it was $199 to buy a 4 meg stick at the time. This was in like 1994.
You fool!
Yes. You idiot! And I bought this and I plugged it in and it ran great. And the game was still shit. Yes.
effort.
Yes. I paid whatever it was, $40 or $50 for the game at the time, another $100 or $200 for the memory stick to run the damn thing, not to mention the cost of the PC and the time, you know, at the restaurant or what I was working at the time. I think I was actually working at Discovery Zone in California. But I was busting my ass, and thank you, and it busted my ass, and the game was still shit. No matter how much effort and energy and love I put into wanting the game to be good.
It was crap.
Except for the runs of Beggar's Canyon. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
At least you got some play.
Highlights of the game.
That's good.
I mean, I wanted the thing to work. But it was during that time. I don't know if you guys remember. You might be too young to remember this. But there was a time when CD-ROM first came on the market.
The 2X? Oh, yeah.
Yes. And they were putting everything was like a multimedia sort of.
You gotta have CD.
Yeah. But it was like every game was actually a series of movie clips that were linked via some sort of designed or invented version of gameplay that wasn't really gameplay. It was more like click here to watch this video or click here to watch that video.
You ever play Privateer?
No.
Oh. God,
but I'm sure it was just like Phantasmagoria.
That was a good game.
Or no,
Inca?
It was not.
Inca.
It was.
Inca.
No.
Phantasmagoria was a great.
No, it was a good game for its time.
Yes, it was.
What game is
was
that?
Was it a good game though? No.
It was one of the most.
Super Mario Bros. Was a good game.
What about Monkey
Zelda
Island?
Was a good game.
Monkey Island.
You look at those games today, you go, wow, that's a good game. You look at Phantasmagoria now, and you go, wow, this game was shit.
It was an interactive horror movie.
It was.
And
does it make it a good game?
Yes, it does.
No, it does not. You
yes,
are so wrong.
Does. No.
Listen, I'll tell you something. You're wrong.
Just like Keanu Reeves, you're wrong, sir. Just like Keanu Reeves, you're wrong.
We're talking about Phantasmagoria. That was a good game.
No, but this just goes to show that your opinion is, you know, always wrong. Okay, come on.
Listen. I understand your opinion, but it's wrong.
No.
I hear what you're saying, and all I'm saying is my brain's saying, hey, listen, I'm processing Donnie's opinion, and it's wrong.
It's all...
All right, listen, I respect that you have an opinion. I just can't agree
with you. You need to respect the fact that your opinion's wrong.
I just can't agree with you, that's all I'm saying.
All right.
But I will tell you this. When I was, like, whatever it was when it came out, 16 or 17, whatever it was, when Phantasmagoria came out, I was really excited about this game, and I wanted it to be a good game. And me and my girlfriend at the time, we ended up playing this game, and she was really into it, and it was scary. And I was really, like, excited about it, and I really tried to make it a big deal. But I think that now I look back in hindsight, and I think that I was making a big deal out of it because I wanted my girlfriend to think how cool it was. I wanted to believe it was cool. And it was for the time. But even then, not knowing anything better, I knew that it was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And the acting was bad.
It was a good game.
The acting was horrible. The engine was horrible. It was fucking like 19 CDs.
It was.
It was fucking
but think
horrible.
About it. It was real people with, I mean, interactive cinema.
And that's,
I mean,
not good.
But for its time, yes, it was.
Okay, that's what I was the point
yes.
I was making.
Okay, yeah, for
that's
its time.
That's the point I was making, was that for its time, it was impressive.
For its time.
But is it a good game?
Yes, for,
no.
For its time,
yes.
It was a good game.
Yes, if you're talking about relative.
And
relative,
where it's at now, in the category of games that it falls in, it is a good
game. But look at this. I'm with you, but here's the point I'm making. Look at games like Zelda.
You can't compare
like the original,
to Zelda.
But you can.
No, you
because
can't.
That game came out 10 years earlier.
Quit making rules, Donnie.
And those
quit
were
making
good
rules.
Games. But those were, look at Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's a fucking good game today.
It's like, It's like comparing a diaper.
That's like comparing
to Call of Duty 4.
That's like comparing. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Because look at this. No, it's not. It's like comparing a modern day car to an old car. You compare two classic cars, and they're not the same thing.
It's no. It is. It's comparing. It's comparing apples.
It's different technologies. I understand.
You're right.
That.
But
no.
Okay.
But they're both considered video games. So it's like saying this. Okay, I have one car that is runs on gasoline, takes me everywhere I want to go, I drive it myself, whatever. I have another car that I can go where I want to go very quickly, but I can only go there, there, and there. Mm-hmm. I only go to three stops. Mm-hmm. It takes me there fast, it's quick, it's slick looking, but I can only go to those three places.
But you had fun doing it, didn't you?
I had fun doing it, yes.
All right, so that
but
makes
does
it
make
good...
it... No, it
yes,
does not.
It does.
Because the other car, a good car, will allow me to go anywhere I want
to
go.
To the moon.
The one that looks slick will take me there quickly, and it'll look slick, and it'll be cool, but I can only go to those three places. What I'm saying is the experience was very linear. The experience was very, you go here to here, and you watch this video. Then you go here, and you watch this video. It looked great. That's all you could do. But a real video game, hold on, wait. But a real video game allows you to do whatever you want. There weren't video games. There were, like, chapters in a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But it was an interactive
puzzle.
And
it was poor acting, too.
It was an interactive puzzle.
Yes, it was.
Game.
But there was a lot of bad games made at that time that were like that. And Phantasmagoria is one of those games. I just told you a fact.
But you just contradicted what you just said. You said, in its time, it was a good game.
I agree with you.
Yes, so that classifies it as a good game. Isn't it an epic
all-time... What did you just add to what you just said? You just said, in its time, it was a good game.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I agree with you on that. And then you said... Therefore, which is where it changes,
is
a good game. Wrong.
So is it...
A good game, according to my definition, and here's maybe the point,
okay,
is a game that withstands time. A game that 20 years later, you look back and you go, you know what, that is a good game. 20 years later, I wish they made games like that.
Okay.
Games like that were Zelda. Games like that were Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Phantasmagoria is not a game like that.
You're right. It's not a game like that. Okay, if you were,
but
to,
they've made cinematic games that that have that interactive element that Super Mario Bros. Have, where you can go anywhere you want and do anything you want.
Yeah,
that have that same cinematic quality that those games had, and that is the difference.
Yeah, but okay, let's say you go back in time, and okay, even now, if you were to go and recommend a horror adventure puzzle game, what game are you going to recommend
today?
Phantasmagoria.
No. What's the game where you're like playing CSI on the 360?
Playing CSI on the 360?
Yes. Condemned.
Condemned. Okay.
Okay, so
yeah.
Shut up.
But still, it is a good game.
Even the Resident Evil series.
Resident Evil series
okay.
Actually got rated number one game of all time.
But think about it, all these games, pretty much, that Phantasmagoria.
Anyway, Johnny's still talking, but can I have some more coffee? This is more important than what Johnny's saying.
Coffee,
right
I
now.
Got it for you, sir.
Yeah. Brew me up some caffeine.
Thank you.
Phantasmagoria is the grandfather to all of those games. That is where all those games are rooted from.
You know what? I don't know if that's a fact or not.
It is. It has to be.
But it has to be.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
The fact that you remembered that game.
Carlton.
The fact that you said Phantasmagoria.
Hey, you know what? Touchette. Touchette, sir. Well played.
Yes.
All right. Uh-huh. Good point.
It is a memorable game.
Okay.
Megan Fox needs to be recognized in her Maxim issue of her in doggy style position. Photo in white panties, no top.
Now, one second, Chris. Right, is this breaking news?
This is totally breaking
just
news.
In.
Breaking news in my pants.
This just in. Megan Fox.
Carleon.
Yes. Carleon, you're in the field, sir. What do you see?
I see a breaking news white panty picture from Maxim magazine right now from Megan Fox that needs to be recognized. With a moment of silence, please. Okay, thank
all
you.
Right.
All right. Now, Megan Fox. Now, is that young little girl that was in Transformers?
That is her.
Wait. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Woman.
Yeah.
Fox.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Carleon, for that breaking news story.
Appreciate it.
Okay, according to GayGamer.net, Puzzle Quest 2 is down the line. That's right. So several members of our castle and many of our subjects have seen the phrases of Puzzle Quest Challenge of the Warlords.
This is real.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah, it's an actual...
Gay gamer.
The game was really... apparently, Carl Owen's very upset because he's upset that he only discovered this website just now.
I know.
He's lived in anguish his entire life.
Lots of time. Look at this bookmark. Guy with the mustache. I've been waiting for that.
I know. You can get it. Yeah. You can get that t-shirt in pink, black, or white, just so you know.
You're gold.
All right, carrying on. Again, we don't mean to offend, but we do. Puzzles. Yes. So anyway, talking a sequel. To quote, we have enjoyed creating and playing Puzzle Quest so much that I think we wanted to start on a sequel the day the game was released. The right thing to do, though, is to spend some time gathering ideas and discussing new features. Of course, listening to our customers before we dive right in and start work on a sequel. But I can almost guarantee that, barring the most unfortunate act of God, you haven't seen the last puzzle RPG hybrid to come out of the Infinite Interactive. What do you guys think about this?
Can't wait.
Can't wait. I'm quite excited. If it's any indication of what... If Puzzle Fighter, the first one, If Puzzle Quest is any barometer for how great the second one will be, it's going to be an outstanding game.
It'll be good.
No, especially if they improve on the first one. Because
what
the first one was great.
Improve?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
You could include Gay Gamer of the Week, Andrew.
Okay. So, if you're Chris and you're fixated on the fact that we are at gaygamer.net.
Damn it.
Hold on. If it's interesting to you as it is to Carleone, please visit gaygamer.net. I can edit it.
Andrew is very cute.
Yes, Andrew is gorgeous. Carrying on. So, what do you think about Puzzle Quest 2, Carleone?
I think it'll be a good game. I enjoy playing at your house. It online, you know, you have that guy from Korea that went every freaking time. But
he's always got the level 50 character.
700 wins and 2 losses.
Yeah,
you
versus
know?
Your level 8, you know.
But that's because he's the only guy online, though.
Yeah.
You know, when I play this game, it was always hard for me to find someone to play online.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. But it's a really good game. It's awesome.
You guys probably
hit
the same guy that I did, you know.
I have
What's the guy's name?
That's who I played.
Exactly.
What do you think?
I've not actually played Puzzle Quest.
He's colorblind. Mm.
Hold on. I'm silently judging you.
Judging him. I was playing WoW during all that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you weren't really playing, but your character was playing for you.
My character was beating other characters because it's stock good.
Anyway, if you ever want to play video games, check out Puzzle Quest 2. Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, you can see how lacking of skill he has. He's used a rogue and he doesn't play Puzzle Quest.
Wait a second. Are you a level 70 Warcraft player that also play Puzzle Quest?
Yes, I am.
Hmm. So you're able to do more than one thing at once.
Yeah. And I know the names of my spells, too.
High five. Very nice.
Anyway, Puzzle Quest, great game. Outstanding. If it's on Xbox Arcade, which I don't know if it is or not. I don't know if it's going to be released on Xbox Arcade. It might be its own. I don't know. Yes.
Yeah.
But if it is, it's worth $10. Check it out.
$10 to get the first one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't
Nintendo
waste...
DS or...
Cheers.
They have it on DS or Nintendo Wii. And
bring up the DS, though.
Xbox.
You play on Nintendo Wii?
They have it for Nintendo Wii.
DS.
Interesting.
Is the best portable gaming system right
now.
It is,
but you know what, though?
I
doesn't have Rumble. It doesn't have Rumble. And I need Rumble in it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the games and everything it has, the DS,
keeps
Nintendo company alive.
Clearly, it's the best-selling... I mean, it's the only... I mean, actually, I think it outsells the PS3, Xbox, all
that. The PSP, though, really let me down. I bought it the day it came out, and I didn't. I played it 3 times or 5 times or whatever and sold it.
I bought it a few days later, so I must suck.
Yeah, garbage.
No, well, I bought it at Costco and bought like 6 of them to sell on eBay. You
know? Okay, so we're talking about Gran Turismo 5. What do you think, Carleone?
You know, I think that it is going to be a really good game. The graphics don't set it apart so far from Forza 2. However, the thing that does make it a step above as far as a new style of racing is the fact that the background settings of the racetrack, something like that, such as the trees and everything around it, don't have to load up as you drive through the racetrack.
They don't pop up.
They don't pop up at all. No.
What does that have to do with anything at all?
It's because they're there at all times. So when you're going through, you don't have, like, the distance, you know, when you have, like, that white background that's there. It's something that's there. It's constantly loaded at all times. You don't understand what I'm saying? When you go around a turn, yeah, it starts
like
to pop
up. The distance draw.
Exactly. That's there. It's one system.
And that makes it a better racer?
No. That's the only difference. This is my opinion. The only difference from Forza 2.
That does not make me want to buy that game.
Exactly.
I have Forza 2.
It's not a better game.
Okay.
It's not a better game, and that's the only difference.
But, wait, we're all speaking from the, just watching the trailer, right?
I played the demo on PS3 that you can download, Blu-ray, high def, on a Samsung TV. That is the highest bought TV in the United States.
Okay, Donson, what do you think?
I have not played the game. I have played Forza 2. Great game, good graphics. I've seen... the previews I've seen just right here, and then I've also seen the previews on my own TV at home in high def, and it looked beautiful. Absolutely freaking beautiful.
Better than Forza 2.
Better than Forza 2, I thought. There was parts where it looked like a real car. I mean, it looked
real. But that's the way it is on Forza 2.
Okay, well, then it's comparable.
I think Forza 2
is
beautiful.
So then it's buyer's choice then at that point, right?
So it's about opinion.
Yeah, it's about opinion. So I haven't played it yet. So I honestly,
so do you
cannot.
Wait. Is PS3 coming? I mean, is GTA, is it coming out? Oh, fuck. I mean, Gran Turismo. Is it coming out for the PS3 and the 360?
No.
Just PS3. Do you think it's a console seller?
I don't think so.
If you're a fan of the franchise.
Not as much as Metal Gear will be.
If you're a fan.
Not as much as Metal Gear will be.
Yeah, no.
We're not talking about Metal Gear.
No, I
know. But that's what I'm saying.
But I understand what you're saying. I think that Metal Gear Solid is a console seller.
Yes.
Do you think people will go out and buy a PS3 to play Gran Turismo?
No, they won't. I
hope not. If they are a fan of the franchise.
No, they won't. No, I don't think they will. But because it's $400, $500 for a PlayStation for one game.
But if they're a fan of the franchise of Metal Gear and equally
Metal Gear's
good luck, good
game,
luck.
Though.
You're right.
Good luck because
they're
racing people and they are, you know, shoot 'em up people. And they're typically when you think of large, I think it's a different crowd.
So I think so too. I don't think someone will go out and buy the new video card to play the newest version of the racing game on the PC. Someone will go out and buy a video card. It's $500 in order to play Crysis.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying? I don't... Okay, here's my thing. I am not generally a hardcore racing guy. I really am not. Mm-hmm. But I've played both. And I've played both the same way. I've played Gran Turismo to the point where I'm playing. It's fun. The license thing sucks. I hate that. I'm like, fuck, this sucks, you know? And
I want my fucking license.
But it doesn't teach you how to play the game. It really does. Mm-hmm. And then I end up playing Forza the same way. I play it and I get through and I get about halfway through the game. Then it starts getting really kind of difficult.
Which we have a $200 wireless racing wheel up for the junk bag.
Later on we'll have a wireless racing wheel up in the junk bag. Stay tuned. It might be episode 8.
That was hard, you know, piece of equipment for us to
actually,
find.
We actually ended up running around.
Yeah, we had to search
around.
For that.
So,
there were $200
at the
time.
It's used, but it is a junk bag. So
Not really.
No, it was new. It's used now.
But not really.
We used it, one day?
Yeah.
8 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, so anyway. But I have to agree with Carl Leone in this one. And I am a fan of... I want a game to come out for the PS3S and give me an excuse to buy one. I really want to buy one. I really want to have an excuse to play the damn things. I want to be able to convince my wife that I have to have it, you know? But I don't. I'm not going to buy one right now hoping that eventually a game comes out that I want to play for it, really. I mean, really. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. I know people out there are Sony fans and they will – cut themselves to prove to you that that the Sony is a better console than the 360 or Nintendo or whatever. But I'm talking from the ground. I'm talking from someone who has to work for his money and doesn't have parents buy his consoles, doesn't have, you know,
like me.
A pension, but, you know, paying for his video gaming habit. I'm talking about someone who has to work and there's a value attached to what he buys. And I'm telling you right now, the PS3 is not worth it at this point because there's no games. And this is my opinion. There's no games for me that make me want to go out and buy the console.
Except for Second Life, right? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was a big mistake.
No, I agree. I based on that game, I would not go out and buy a PS3.
No.
But I think there might be people out there that would.
Yeah.
I don't really think so.
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Maybe
for Gran Turismo.
I think it's a smaller crowd, though.
It might be a smaller crowd, there's some people out
three
there.
Three or four, you're right.
I think the kind of gamers that are going to buy a PS3 for Gran Turismo are the kind of gamers that already have bought that console. That's why.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like the Xbox haters.
No, no. What I mean is they already have a 360. They already have a Wii and they have a PS3.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have a gamer that plays a game like Gran Turismo is not a casual gamer. Mm-hmm. Not someone that doesn't have a console and goes, oh, look, Gran Turismo, let's go buy a PS3.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's, yeah. I mean, I could see, like, Mario Sunshine. People are going, oh, look, Mario. Let's go buy a Wii. And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe a game like... Now, do I believe a game like Metal Gear is that kind of game? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yes. That's an epic game right
Yes,
there.
Because people that have 360s might buy a PS3 because they know what Metal Gear
that's
is.
That's a franchise that's been building since Nintendo.
That's a franchise. When I was like 12 years old, I remember that game. I remember Metal Gear,
so hard on Nintendo. Did you beat it?
No,
I didn't.
I didn't play level 2.
Yeah, so hard, but yet you loved it when you died. Still good. Came back.
Great game. What else in gaming news?
Let's take a look.
72% of U.S. plays games. Only 2-3% own multiple consoles. So sales tracking group NPD has announced the results of a new gaming study showing that 72% of the U.S. say they played games. Online play still lagging behind offline, and an overwhelming minority owning more than one next-gen system. What do you guys think about this? Anyone?
That's,
All right, I'll read more.
Yeah.
NPD says the number of game players has grown from its last study, up from 64% the year prior. More than half of the 72% says NPD play games online, but relative to total U.S. population, online gamers have only risen slightly from 40% in 2007 to 42%.
All I gotta say is that this just means that more people have been exposed to World of Warcraft.
That's all it means.
Well, let's say 90% of online gamers said the PC was their platform of choice.
Which you can't, argue because the PC is the only way to go, really.
Well, compared to 19% for console and portable systems and 3% for cell phones, which includes my wife. Younger players make up a good percentage of online players, with 40% of online gamers between 2 and 17. With 18 to 24-year-olds only making up 10%. So basically this is saying that gaming is becoming part of the mainstream. It's no longer the closeted, only geeks and nerds playing video games. No. Moms and dads and grandma and Uncle Dave and Aunt Sally and everyone else is playing video games. And I'll tell you right now, this makes me angry. Right now, you bring up video games, and people look at you like you're a freak. You're hanging out in a situation where, or hanging out with older people, they treat you like you're a child.
But then again, I've made a new friend on World of Warcraft that is in our guild, that is a 62-year-old man that's living in Maine, that is a grandfather that I quested with today in World of Warcraft, and is, relatively okay with the game.
That's an example that how ubiquitous gaming is becoming.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you right now, in 10 years, or as soon as our generation becomes the main generation, as soon as we're the ones that are, making decisions in politics and really, running the world.
No, that'll never happen.
It'll never happen. But the point I'm making, though, is that the way generations before us discussed movies and books and television was considered once a waste of time. It is now perfectly acceptable to discuss television.
Yeah, but almost TV is considered a waste of time because of the internet now.
Well, remember, the internet was a waste of time. And it's all a circle. It's a continued evolution. The point I'm making is gaming and the stories, the arcs, the production value, the money, the industry is making, everything, it's becoming exponentially bigger. And it's only a matter of time before you can sit down with the President of the United States and discuss the latest Bioshock.
He's here every Sunday if you want to
talk. Well, I know that. But all I'm saying is is that gaming is becoming...
Through Jesus.
It's... Are you guys done? Are we done? Can I make a point? For the love of God.
Is that
all I'm saying, no. All I'm saying is that gaming is becoming mainstream, even beyond mainstream within our generation. I'll be done? Are you done giggling? All right.
A little schoolgirl.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Video games is now, I believe, a way of life, always will be, and it will continue to color life in the future. Now. Yes.
Well, just like we talked about the other day, that surprised you that the video game industry brought in more money last year than the movie industry. Remember we talked about this, and you realized when I brought this up?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, this is a true thing.
So, I believe in a few years, it would be perfectly acceptable to talk about video games, the way people discuss movies, and the news, and television, and everything else that is a social... celebrities. What's the difference between talking about a celebrity in a video game?
Keanu Reeves versus Zelda.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, I understand that's kind of a reach, but I'm just saying. All right.
That's why you're seeing ads in video games now. Yes. Rainbow Six, that's why you see movie posters up in the corner.
Exactly. It's becoming mainstream. There's money to be made. Mm-hmm. So
they're paying for that spot.
Yeah. All right, anything else you want to add to the world of gaming before we leave, Carleone?
No, not so much, other than Neo is better than anyone else that could possibly play that role.
Any suggestions?
That no one else should have played Neo.
No, any gaming suggestions?
Go to curse.com, download Quest Helper. It'd probably be the best thing for you to do when you're playing WoW.
I believe that. Carleone, the boy, any suggestions, gaming suggestions?
Oh.
Before we wrap it up?
I can't really think of any at the moment. Thanks for chiming in. That's
right.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Think about it, and I'll come back to you. Donson, what do you think?
Definitely people need to check out the emulators and the ROMs. Those are you'll find so much to do. So many old school games. They'll bring back memories if you're an
old school gamer. Of course, only to back up what you currently own.
Only to back up
what you currently own. Send us an email if you find any games that you really enjoyed when you were younger to talk about maybe next show or something.
Carleone@leadspeedlive.com or rapturerabbit@leadspeedlive.com. And back to you, son.
Still drawing a blank.
I'm rolling blanks here.
You're a good looking kid.
That's why he plays a warlock.
It's good thing you're a good looking man.
I hit enter.
I would say check out the Sniper game at leadspeedlive.com. Go there and under the game section, check out that Sniper game. It's really great.
It's the Junk Bag.
That's right.
Give me some junk, son.
So thanks for listening to this week's ridiculous episode. Hope nobody was too offended. We promise to pick on all types, races, and religions equally. Bring down the barriers, people. Much love to all. Now let's give away some shit. So last episode's question for the junk bag was, who holds the current world record for leveling from 1 to 70 as quick as possible, and how long did it take? Well, we had a surprising number of entries, but the winner was Vince Britton in Vancouver, Washington, with the answer... Athene, who managed to beat the record in 1 day, 2 hours, and 31 minutes. God damn, that's badass. Well, congrats, Vince. You will be receiving a copy of Gears of War for the Xbox 360, courtesy of the Lead Speak Live Junk Bag. Thanks for playing. So tune in again next time at Lead Speak Live. This is your host, Rapture Rabbit, and I'm going to leave you with a little mood music.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere. Every piece in stupendous.